If you appreciate the outdoors the way we do, sit back and listen for the next half hour as we go exploring together. We'll join nationally and locally known outdoorsmen who will pass on the knowledge and skills which will help you enjoy your recreational interest more. At the same time, we'll see how you can use your favorite pastime to glorify our Creator, Lord, and Savior. Now here's the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
All right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors. We're here in Minnesota doing one of our conferences, Trail to Adventure conferences, where we teach pastors and lay leaders to do outdoor ministry. Very exciting, a lot of great speakers here. One of those that came and joined us to share with the pastors and lay folks that want to be equipped to do outdoor ministry and see those in their circle of influence who love the outdoors be touched for Jesus Christ and come into the kingdom is Bob Hodgdon from Hodgdon Powder. Bob, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors. It's been a long time.
Thanks, Jerry. It sure has. It's probably been a couple of years since we chatted over the air.
A number of things have happened since then. But, you know, before we get to where you are today, let's talk about some of the things as far as what is Hodgdon Powder, what you guys do, and maybe get our listeners familiarized with the fact that I think in our book, Hunting Blunders, your blunder has to do with using the Pyrodex and missing an antelope many times.
That's true. That was a friend and myself deciding to hunt antelope with a black powder pistol, revolver, in fact. We both emptied our cylinders with lots of smoke, but no results.
Well, that lots of smoke with no results isn't the entire story of where you are today. Maybe you could share a little bit about Hodgdon Powder.
Well, we've been truly blessed. My dad started the company right after World War II by bidding on some government surplus gunpowder and putting it on the market. Things just seemed to grow, and today we not only sell smokeless powders that we have manufactured for our specifications in Australia and in Canada, but also a contract with a domestic manufacturer, and we sell these under our own brand. We also sell quite a little bit in late years to the ammunition manufacturers. Export just a little. Most of the world isn't as blessed as Americans in being able to own sporting firearms, and so the market just isn't that big elsewhere. But also, of course, we manufacture Pyrodex and 777 and the pellets, which are used by muzzleloaders for hunting.
Well, when we're talking about the way it is today, your dad starting this in your home, actually in your basement, you almost blew up your house. Maybe we could talk about that and walk through the fact that things were a little different then. I think you and your brother on the way to school used to take kegs of gunpowder to the railroad cars and drop them off before you went off to your studies.
Yeah, that's right. That was back when Railway Express Agency was the way that you shipped anything that was hazardous. We would, my brother and I would help make wooden boxes, which is the way we shipped, and steel cans of powder that we would weigh out in the evening and then fill an order, throw that in the back of the old 1940 Ford. And
carefully, I would add, throw it very carefully.
Right. And so that was on the way to high school, and that's the way that both my brother and I earned enough money to get to college. The incident with the basement was that we stored our powder at that time in an old boxcar in the country. It leaked, and so we had some wet smokeless powder, which basically the last stage in manufacture of smokeless powder is a bath where you wash all the solvents and so forth out of the powder. So getting wet doesn't really hurt it if it's dried again. My dad had stacked screens, window screens, all over the basement and put a thin layer of powder over each one of those screens so that it would dry from above and below, and had a fan running that would circulate the air to speed this up a little bit because there was quite a bit of wet powder. We also had in the basement a trash burner that was made out of an old hot water heater turned on its side and with a flue into the chimney of the house. Well, we would throw trash in that horizontal burner. It was covered with a little piece of sheet metal. You could have a fire there and get rid of the trash. Well, I think maybe I was 10 years old, discovered that heater got awfully hot, and you could get some of that wet powder and sprinkle it out on top of the burner and have a pretty spectacular little flying off. Well, with typical kid enthusiasm, I decided that if a little was good, a lot would be better. So I got a handful and put on there. Oh, that was pretty spectacular. But I thought I could maybe do a little more than that. So I gathered all the powder that was on a screen over to the corner of it and laid that on the burner. Well, of course, you can imagine what resulted. And I must have had good reflexes because I grabbed that screen, gave it a swinging, throwing motion, and the powder scattered out underneath all of the other screens, and it was burning. But fortunately, it was spread over a big enough area that none of the screens caught on fire. Of course, I came very close to burning down the house. What I enjoyed telling is that my parents didn't know anything about that until a family reunion 35 years later when I told the story.
Well, if the house had gone up in flames, that ham that was hanging on the porch would have smelled so good as it was cooking. That's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Folks, do send in your recipes, how you're preparing the wild fish, game, or plants you harvest. Let us know who it is you're spending the time in the outdoors with and how you're doing that outdoor activity. Maybe you're a hunt with black powder, or you like just getting out there with a spinning rod. Whatever the case might be, you'll get copies of Steve Chapman's devotionals, and we'll be right back after Cindy shares.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember, Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back. Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors here. As I said, we're in Minnesota for all of you folks up here, just across the border from Cheesehead Land, and we're doing one of our conferences where we teach pastors and lay leaders to do outdoor ministry. A lot of folks being equipped to minister through the outdoors. Bob, that's near and dear to your heart. We're going to talk a little bit more about how you came to know Christ, the fact that you can use the outdoors, something that, of course, is part of your business, to touch people's lives and see them come to know the Creator. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
It certainly is. I feel like I'm really blessed that probably mostly because of the business, there's a certain notoriety of the name and the product out there. And from that, I have a little bit of a platform that I can get up in front of people and relate, since they use some of the products that we manufacture. And I can take that as a springboard to talk about the Lord.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being a part of the conference here, flying in yesterday, and we got a chance to spend some time together and get caught up in the past 4 years that we really haven't had time to sit down. Exciting conference, and we've got some speakers sharing right now as you and I are off on the side doing this interview. As far as outdoor ministry, maybe speaking to those that are listening to consider it.
Jerry, I've been very impressed with all the ideas and the avenues that have been presented here at this conference for ministry. Anyone who has a love of the outdoors, I guess I'd never even thought about all the sports that were talked about today as being outdoor ministry, but we heard a really good presentation on scuba diving. I happen to be a scuba diver, so that interested me. Also, I'm part of a new ministry at my rapidly growing suburban church, where there are sportsmen who love the Lord, who are interested in ministry, and they really have had no opportunity to be involved in any sort of ministry except this one now. Feeds on their passion for the outdoors, and it just seems like when you are coming from a common love of the outdoors, all sorts of doors open for that ministry.
we appreciate the fact that you were here. Very exciting, the fact that there are so many different ways to minister in the outdoors. Over 50% of the population recreates in the outdoors, and so a great avenue for us to reach those folks that are in God's creation. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after we share this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider. God's Great Outdoors has spent countless hours researching and developing tracks, books, and DVD products that will help you grow in your relationship with the Creator God. And these ministry items found on our website will also attract interest in those you recreate with. Now, isn't it about time that you check out what's available to give a loved one that enjoys the outdoors but doesn't yet know the one who made it? Visit our website at ggoutdoors.org.
Matthews' incredible bow innovations continue with their new V3, arguably the most stable hunting bow Matthews has ever created, featuring a brand new center guard, a roller system that stops the cams so that the cams are always perfectly timed. Then with the new V3 riser, it makes for a more stable shooting platform. The longest riser to date, mixed with a compact axle-to-axle length, has the new V3 bow calling to you. To get to your Matthews dealer to test fire the new V3 today. We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, with Bob Hodgson from Hodgson Powder. Bob, you came to Christ because somebody really impressed you. Why don't we share just how that happened and what happened in his life to cause you to realize that you needed a Savior as well?
And I would share with our listeners that they can get this story, Bob, your testimony, called Up in Smoke, one of the tracks that we carry on our website at ggoutdoors.org. And you also share on our evangelistic DVD, True Stories of Pro Outdoorsmen on the Trail to Adventure. You're one of the 41 different pros sharing on that DVD. And we're thankful to have those ministry tools available to help the listeners reach people in their life.
Well, I met Dan Pollock, who was a 31-year-old young man who had worked on making a safer form of black powder. He had lost a friend in the movie special effects business to a black powder explosion that was accidental, and he was so affected that he worked to make a better, safer product. And he called me in the spring of 1974. Over a short period of time, I went out to meet Dan. He smiled at me, stuck out his hand, and the first thing he asked me as we shook hands was, "Are you a Christian?" I didn't know what he was talking about, frankly. I'm not Muslim, I'm not Buddhist, so yeah, I guess I'm Christian. And I had no idea what question I was actually answering. But we hit it off. We began negotiating a business deal, and we came up with that deal where he would manufacture this new product he called Pyrodex, and that's short for Pyrotechnic Deflagrating Explosive. They would manufacture it in Issaquah, Washington. We would be the exclusive distributor. The product was introduced in, I believe, the spring of 1976, bicentennial of the country. Very good time to be introducing a product like that because of the high interest in reenactments and shooting muzzle loaders and so forth. We sold over a quarter million pounds of powder that first year. It was very popular. We had an award from the industry for the best new product. Then in January of 1977, really past the first year of our association, I visited the plant. Dan took me through and I met the crew. The day after I left, Dan's second little girl was born. He had a 5-year-old. Then I flew on home. Later that month, I was shooting in an evening pistol league. when I got a call that there had been an explosion at the plant. For some while, Dan had not worked at the plant. He had been in the laboratory close to his home, but he had been visiting that day, and he was one of the four men killed in the explosion. So our management team flew to Issaquah to sort everything out if we could. The plant was a disaster. There was four of the five buildings were destroyed, and the fifth building looked like a giant had stepped on it. It was a terrible experience, and we were interviewed by authorities there for over a couple of days. But I also went to four funerals in those 3 days. Dan had a practice of hiring only Christians, and these services were at different churches, but I had just never encountered anything like the music and the worship at the funeral services, which were actually celebrations. I really didn't know what they had, but I knew that I wanted it. And so I was, soon after that, my sister-in-law invited me to her church in Kansas City, close to home, and I went and met the Lord there. He prepared me for that.
Bob, I praise the Lord for that. What I really, I guess, want to ask as we close is the fact that there are people that are listening right now that could fall into the same boat you were in. I'm not this religion. I'm not that religion. So I was born in America, must be a Christian. How can you counteract that thought that says that they're not okay just because they were born in America or Canada?
I had gone to church virtually all my life. It was a mainline Protestant church that I never heard an altar call. I had no idea what a relationship with the Lord was all about. I sang in a choir. I was on the church board, but I had no idea what a relationship with Jesus could do. But after this experience, and the Lord uses adversity, I came to know what my need for a Savior was. I came to know what a sinner I am. We all are, and what a sacrifice Jesus made so that we can all join Him in heaven with the Lord. And that's a far cry from thinking you're a Christian.
Praise the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And of course, as you said, we're all sinners, not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. So only one way to do it, and that's through the saving blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, was buried, rose again, and now sits on the right hand of the Father. So we appreciate the fact that you were willing to share what brought you to a point where you realized you needed to have a Savior in your life, not just a church visitation schedule. And also appreciate the fact that you were willing to share with the folks that came to this conference here. Thanks so much for being a part here on the radio program and the conference. And we look forward to hooking up together somewhere down the road in God's Great Outdoors. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jerry, and I do appreciate all you and God's Great Outdoors do in the outdoors ministry field.
Friend, if you have been listening and you're wondering about what Bob has been sharing about, this feeling of having peace that passes all understanding, the idea that you can have confirmed in your mind that if you pass away, that you'll be able to stand in the presence of God and have Him welcome you into the kingdom, that His Son Jesus Christ shed His blood, suffered, died on the cross, was buried and rose again, and did all of that for you, that blood can be an atonement for the sins that every man, woman, and child has. All of this is confusing to you, or you have some kind of questions that you want to talk to someone about. Perhaps you're familiar with these ideas, but something in the past has kept you from beginning that first-time relationship with Jesus. You know, you can talk to someone 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Simply call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Again, that number is 1-888-NEED-HIM. Need Him. Please, don't wait to make that call. None of us has a guarantee that we have it tomorrow. And I promise you will be so glad that you did. Do it before this day is over. That's 888-NEED-HIM.
Here's a one that got away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. Bill Blackman and his wife Jenny own and operate Catchy Camp Outfitters, a four-hour drive north of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Bill has a fine operation with very new and up-to-date equipment. But sometimes someone wants to use their own stuff, which may have the potential to leave Bill in a bad way. Bill's blunder begins like this. I strongly prefer to guide my fishing clients using my own boat and equipment. But these very nice grandparents had a new boat, and they were very eager to have their 5-year-old grandson catch a fish. So I agreed to be their trusty guide, but with their equipment. Now, I knew this was going to be a different experience when I arrived at their new yacht and was greeted by a snarling Doberman Pinscher, who I had not been informed of, but who was most certainly part of this happy family. Things begin to click here. Don't worry, Bill. Old Mako wouldn't hurt a flea. Yeah, right, thought Bill. The 5-year-old was hyper-exuberant and had a specially neat fishing tackle. He had a 3-foot rod with a genuine Mickey Mouse reel. You turned Mickey's ears to retrieve line. As any rusty prophet could have predicted, we soon had 3 happy fishermen sharing just an 18-foot opening, which, by the way, was the only opening in the spacious canopy of this freshwater craft, which would allow one to put a line overboard. Sure enough, the young grandson snagged a 4-pound northern pike with his Mickey Mouse big game fishing machine and Captain Blackman's expert advice. That old pike rolled and circled, and before you could say yikes, he had all 3 of their lines in one large, continuous disaster. The Doberman, up to this point, had been quietly laying in the boat and periodically growling. Bill continues, as I worked the fish into the boat, the dog went completely berserk. In the ensuing melee, the young grandson, thoroughly delighted, gave a mighty heave which brought the fish along with the 3 lines and 3 large lures just brimming with hooks upon the top of Grandpa's brand new canopy. The dog jumped on top of the canopy along with the fish flopping and twisting. Grandpa shouted, "Bill, do something!" Actually, several things came to mind. After I separated the dog from the fish, from the line, from the hooks, from the canopy, the grandson yelled, "Man, this fishing is fun!" And so it was. Now, Bill Blackman may have made the wrong choice by letting this family use its own boat, but Bill didn't go in the wrong direction when it comes to his position regarding eternal life. Bill chose to anchor his life in Jesus Christ, and you can too. To receive a free booklet on the subject by Ron Linder called The End of the Line, contact us by mail, phone, or email here at God's Great Outdoors.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story and 63 others in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? Something that you can use yourself as a devotional, or you can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. This book can make a difference in someone's life. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. Well, we've taken scripture verses that deal with this subject and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. To get your free copy of Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Contact us right away. The bookmark can help share scripture sportsmen want to hear. This then opens the door for your telling of their need for the Creator Jesus Christ in their lives. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the program today, and we're thankful to our guest and to you for listening into our broadcast. If you want to talk to someone about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ anytime, call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Once again, that's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Now, there's no better way to benefit from God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you for listening today. Since the homegoing of the founder and host of God's Great Outdoors, the board of directors has been actively working to advance Jerry Calouette's vision for this ministry, and have determined that the best way to do that is to continue this broadcast. We're anticipating, the Lord willing, a new host to take over the microphone the first broadcast of the new year, carrying on Jerry's vision to use interests and outdoor sporting activities as a vehicle to share the gospel and build into the lives of those who desire a deeper relationship with their Creator. We'll keep you informed. Your continuing support is needed during this transitional time. Send support gifts to God's Great Outdoors, 1351 Laro Lane, spelled L-A-R-R-E-L Lane, West Milton, Ohio, 45383. Thanks for listening. Join us next week at this time for another encore presentation of God's Great Outdoors.